Ray Giudice joining us, our
Good morning,
legal expert. You had an interesting Converse story.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Christmas.
When we were kids, you know, you got stuff for Christmas that you needed, not wanted. You know, you got a pair, a hooded sweatshirt. I grew up in the Northeast like Chris did. And, you know, you had to have the stickball outfit. Mm-hmm. You had to have the street playing outfit. And the argument every year was high tops or low tops. And, of course, you know, we all thought we were jocks, so we needed the high tops for that extra ankle support, you know, when we were backing somebody down in the key or,
Lord knows,
or running from the po-po.
Lord knows the 5'6" guy who's right. working on his post-up moves
exactly.
is always the way to go.
You had to have that ankle support.
And you got a lot of support with those,
that's
too. Right.
That's why you ended up at law school.
Yeah.
That post-up
yeah.
thing just didn't work
the
out.
The low tops were for the tennis players, you know.
This is normally a topic that would be reserved for another format, but I have to ask about the Sandra Bland case quickly.
Oh, sure. Sure.
In that situation, and that video is very troubling because things escalated quickly.
Unbelievable. Let's not talk about whether or not it's a suicide or homicide because there's a lot of
science.
It's
more about
right.
what took place during the actual traffic stop.
You know, I see it a lot. I watch a lot of videotapes for DUI arrests especially. And here you got an officer. He's you can hear his engine accelerate on top of her. And I believe what she said. I'm just trying to get out of your way. I'm sounding like you were trying to get somewhere.
Right.
So she makes a turn to another lane. She doesn't interfere with traffic. She doesn't cut somebody off. And then all of a sudden, I mean, in a matter of seconds, he's got his taser out. I'm going to light you up. I mean, that's verbatim.
It was when he asked her to put out her cigarette.
Well,
does he have the right to do that?
You know, here's what I think about that. I mean, I think I can it smells in his voice that, okay, I'm going to make this difficult on you right off the bat. So turn down your radio. Get rid of that cigarette. Give me your license and insurance. And as soon he's just, I really feel this. He was just looking for a hook for her to respond. And you could hear it. He said, "It sounds like you're unhappy about this." And she says, "Yeah, I'm unhappy about being pulled over." So again, I don't know what happened at the jail. That's a whole different set of issues. But a routine traffic stop, which at worst should have been a warning. "Ma'am, I just wanted to pull you over, let you know, use your turn signal, be careful, have a great day." In my opinion, unless she had a suspended license or some other issue, turned into a tragedy. For whatever reasons, the lady is not with us here today. And I hate to say it, I see it a lot. I see it a lot. There's a real difference between experienced, well-trained officers who know how to diffuse situations. And trust me, there's plenty of them out there. Deal with them every day.
You're going to be asked for your driver's license. You're going to be asked for proof of insurance.
Have it ready.
Maybe registration,
sure.
whatever.
Sure.
What about being forced out of a car? What are your rights?
You know, again, it kicks
like
in
that?
is why are we doing this? Is this just a routine stop? I just need to check your license, insurance, and maybe I'm going to give you a citation. Most of the time, police officers don't want you getting out of the car until
right.
they've done that. They want to secure the scene. They want to run your tag. They want to see if there's a felony warrant out for you so they can make an appraisal of what exactly person they're dealing with. If they legally command you to get out of the car, you should get out of the car
okay.
or you can get out. Now, the other thing you can do lots of times, like especially for women, "Hey, I want a supervisor out here, or I want somebody else to come out here, and then I'm totally ready to cooperate." This thing just went really bad, and I think this officer used really bad judgment.
What if an officer pulls you over and the officer thinks he smells marijuana? Are you forced to allow him to search the vehicle?
He'll ask you for permission, and you can deny that. He can go get a warrant. They can go get the dog, and you can sit there for an hour and a half for the dog to walk around the car. You don't have to do that. That inside of that car, unless it's incident to a felony arrest or a misdemeanor arrest for DUI or something, that's your sanctuary. They have to go get a search warrant to get into that car, unless
okay.
there's something in plain view. Listen, this is really complicated constitutional law, search and seizure stuff, and I'm trying to do it in a few seconds here at 8:30 in the morning. But you should not allow anybody, any officer, to search the interior of your car or your home unless they show you a search warrant.
Good to know.
That's what you should do.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line. Somebody could have left something in your car.
Sure.
You could have taken some pills from a prescription bottle that are outside the bottle. That's a crime
but
in the state.
I think that most people don't know what their rights are in that situation, and that's good to know. Good clarification.
I had a question about LaShawn McCoy. He's having this secret party where he's inviting young ladies only, and he has criteria for what you need to show up with. And he's also making them sign a confidentiality agreement. if he had this at his home and just say it was, I don't know, BYOT, bring your own thong. Can he make you sign something?
My kind of party.
Can he make you sign something?
Well, I mean, if you want to get into the party, you'll probably sign it. But the enforceability of it is really the issue here. Contracts have to be legal contracts to begin with. You can't enforce a contract for illegal behavior, immoral behavior. Okay, so if you and I had a contract for you to deliver 50 kilos of cocaine to my house and you didn't do it, I can't sue you on that contract, okay? I can't use a contract to enforce illegal or immoral behavior, number one. Number two, what he's really trying to do is make sure for this partay, there are no pictures or videos coming out of there or no scandalous stories. What's the chance of that happening?
Yeah, good luck.
It's really high. So it's what goes on. I mean, go on the internet. There are private parties for all kinds of behavior all weekend long at some of the nicest hotels, and there's groups and organizations and, you know, Ashley Madison and those kind of places where you can hook up with people. And I think this is something that if I'm the Bills organization, I think I'd say, hey, dude, can you keep this off the internet, please? You know,
well, certainly don't use our logo.
Yeah, don't use the shield.
Or their logo. He had the Bills logo on there, and they frown upon that.
Yeah, it's like Jeter using his pinstripes, you know, to get dates. He doesn't need to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't need to do that.
I've seen his lineup.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He just needs to show up.
But see, he doesn't make him sign a contract. He sends him the gift basket. I mean, he had it worked out.
Usually, if you end up with a gift basket, you're not going to start squawking to TMZ.
The man should lecture all these young athletes every year. Guys, this is how you do it. You got and they make more money than Jeter made, you know. This is how you get the gift basket.
I'm surprised Jeter hasn't come out with his own Derek Jeter gift
basket. A nice Christmas line.
For guys that like to love them and leave them.
Yeah, you can have it delivered
within
24 hours, 1-800-GIFT-BASKET, you know.
Or love them and have them back over.
Can you imagine if he showed up at QVC with just that, a basket in front of him?
It's
saying,
the Derek Jeter, love them or leave them gift basket.
A nice watch, a bottle of Chanel.
It's perfect. Sign a couple of little things, just throw them in the bag. Now go on, get out of here. 831 Rood Awakening on 680 The Fan. Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert. Ray, if I find myself in trouble and I'm like freaking out, how can I reach you?
Cell phone, 404-964-4185. Google me. Go to the 680 The Fan webpage. Hit my blog spot. It goes to my webpage, which is a million different ways to connect to me. Everyone in this room knows you can call me pretty much 24/7 and I'm available.
Now, is the arresting officer going to be cool with me saying, look,
they hate that.
I got to call.
They
Ray
don't
Giudice.
Like that. They don't like that. Okay. If you're going to make a call, do it
do
as
it
soon
quick.
As you see those blue lights. Call your bonding company. Call me. Call your wife.
But make sure you're pulled off of the road.
Get off the road.
First.
I've done it. I've had that guy behind me. I had to go an extra few blocks just to get that phone call. Right. I'll pull over in a second. I swear I will, but I got to get done with this phone call.
All right. 832 Rood Awakening.
Thanks,
Ray Giudice joining us here on 680 The Fan.